who are participating telephonically tonight, and also our student representatives. So this will be interesting. All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's the February 11, 2019 meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education. We're in the Borough Assembly Chambers in Soldotna, Alaska. Tonight, we have a special treat for our Pledge of Allegiance National Anthem. We have Soldotna Prep students, Mrs. Brooklyn Chadburn, Miss Allison Powell, and Miss Josie Moore. They're going to sing the National Anthem. Can I please have everybody stand?
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the
very much.
Conference recording has started.
Are we good? Okay, district mission statement. Mr. Rowe, please.
The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to empower all learners to positively shape their future.
Thank you, Mr. Rowe. Now for roll call, Ms. Kressler, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Carey.
Present.
Mr. Castamore?
Present.
Ms. Hole?
Here.
Mr. Ilg?
Here.
Dr. Madden?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Morris?
Here.
Mr. Torianen?
Here.
Mrs. Vodla?
Present.
Ms. Loring?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Present. Thank you. We'll move on to approval of the agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda? No. For the remote participants, any additions or deletions?
No.
Thank you. All right. Are there any objections to approval of the agenda?
No.
Thank you. Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Now it's on to approval of minutes. You have in your packet the minutes from the January 14th special meeting. Are there any corrections to be made to those minutes? Any objections to approval?
No.
Thank you. Seeing none, minutes are approved from the January 14th special meeting. In your packet, you also have minutes from the January 14th regular meeting. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions to those minutes?
No.
Any objections for approval?
No.
Thank you. Seeing none, minutes from the January 14th regular meeting are approved. You also have in your packet minutes from the January 28th special meeting. Any corrections, additions, or deletions?
No.
Any objections for approval?
No.
Thank you very much. Seeing none, Those minutes are approved. Moving on, next item on our agenda, awards and presentations. We have none tonight. Item 3 is our school reports. Tonight we have Kaleidoscope School of Arts and Science. Mrs. Dawn Grimm will be giving a report tonight. Come on up. There you are.
Good evening. I am so excited for everyone to come out to see Kaleidoscope. You guys must have heard we are coming. Full house. We're pretty excited about this. Our first and second graders are, too. So we're ready to put on a little show for you. But we are going to start out Kaleidoscope School of Arts and Science. I am the principal. We have some great members of our staff here that have put some time into the presentation as well. You know, currently we have 255 students. We focus on educating the whole child through integrated arts and science. And so we're very excited to be sharing what we do at our school. So I'm going to let Mrs. Katie take over here for a few moments.
Krista Katie, I was told to speak into this mic, otherwise it doesn't go over the radio, so we want to make sure everyone can hear what we're doing. These are some first and second graders from Mrs. Fields, Mrs. Tranier's, Ms. Sheldon, and Ms. Ashley's classes, and we went out to the senior centers around town today and sang some of these songs, so we're really excited, and boy, are our chops really honed today. So we're going to do a few of those songs for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much. So one of the wonderful things about my job is not only do I get to teach some kids their very first patriotic songs or their fun, silly songs or fun little folk dances like this, but we also get to sing songs about friendship and love and caring. And this last song is our wish for you and the wish to the school board and the wish to everyone, especially this Valentine's Day week. We do have third and fourth graders. Mrs. Darch and Mrs. Stroh are here as well this evening with some of the third and fourth graders to present a gift to the school board members. We are a school that focuses on arts and science. One of the things that our students do from the time they're in kindergarten until they leave our school in fifth grade is they focus on self-portraits. And so they have something they're going to share with you. Here are some students to share. I don't think they were expecting this big of an audience, so.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for serving on the school board for our district.
Students at Kaleidoscope School of Arts and Science gladly created paintings of each school board member and the administrators.
These portraits are presented to you from our school in honor of the School Board Appreciation Month.
And just a little tidbit, Mrs. Tressler doesn't have a picture on the website, so we Facebook creeped her and found a picture from her son's wedding. And so you may notice that she's wearing an evening gown for hers. Looking very fabulous. Okay, to end, we did have a quick media presentation about some of the things happening at our school. I guess, let me... I think it'll speak for itself. I'm going to take you on a little tour of our school so you can get to have a good view. Meet some of our staff. So follow me.
Could everybody disconnect Wi-Fi from their cell phones, please?
Ah!
That was, I think we went over 15 minutes, so in 3 years I'll just do a 7-minute presentation and we'll call it good. But but I really appreciate you allowing our students to showcase some of the stuff they've been learning. And as I said in the video, we really focus on community. That's why we go out every year to our to the Senior Center, and we work with people in the community to share what's going on and within our school. So is there any questions for us?
Mr. Toriano. So really thankful for the photos, the portraits. Great job. I got a little bit of a spoiler. My daughter's friends with some teachers, and so got a little picture sent over my way. She had a great time with that one, so thanks a lot. I'm going to request that we all turn them in to have them posted up in the office upstairs over our pictures for a little while. Why not, right? So anyways, thanks a lot. You guys did a great job. It's great to see you here tonight.
Thank you. And for those of you in the
Mr.
audience,
Kelly?
We're done.
We have a, excuse me, Ms. Vadla, you have a question?
Yes, I have a comment. I absolutely loved your Spankofa presentation and the work that you did that whole week with the kids. It was electric, it was imaginative, and it was fantabulous. So thank you for what you do there and the education you provide our kids.
Thank you, and we have already been in the works talking with Sankofa to come and do something district-wide with all schools, so that is something that we hope that we can, our school can kind of support in the future and allow everyone to participate with, because it was a really powerful message that together, you know, divided we fall. So they were really powerful.
Thank you very much for a very powerful presentation and coming in. I especially want to thank you for bringing Mr. Castamore a birthday cake tonight. So whoever did that has got the inside track. It is his birthday. Thank you.
It may be his family.
I did say inside track. So thanks a lot and great job, guys. So we have one more school presentation tonight from Soldotna Prep School, Mr. Kurt Schmidt. We're going to hopefully make a path for the kids from Kaleidoscope to make their way out. And then after the conclusion of Soldotna Prep School's school report, we'll probably have a 2 to 3 minute recess to also let any of the people associated with that presentation make their way out.
I'd like to thank the school board for letting us present to you tonight, and I'd like to thank everybody for coming out to hear all the exciting stuff that's happening at Soldotna Prep School. I know I draw a big crowd usually, but and I know we're red for ad, but Soldotna Prep does wear blue. So, Soldotna Prep, we do our very best. We try and create stars one student at a time. So we'd like to take what you've seen here, where our younger kids, as they grow older, as they get into their teenage years, and really work on having them become stars, not only at school every day for us, but for the next 3 years of high school and then on into their entire life. So just like to take a moment to give you a quick rundown of kind of our background at Soldotna Prep, where we're from, where we started, the concept behind the school, and I'll end with some of the results and positive stuff that happens there on a daily basis. So as I was putting this presentation together, I realized lots of people are new to the district since we opened 5 years ago, and the school board's had a huge turnover since then. So I'd like to take a moment just to talk a little bit about why do we do ninth graders all in one class together, even in a separate building away from the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, other than just the simple logistics of we all don't fit together. And one reason to do this, even if we did fit, because this isn't crucial, this concept isn't crucial on having its own space or its own building. What's crucial to it is keeping kids in school and knowing that success down the road for high school is really tied closely to students' experiences in ninth grade. So what research has told us going back into the 90s and continues today is that ninth grade is the most critical point to intervene and prevent students from losing motivation. This is the time where we can really grab students, catch them if school hasn't been a positive experience for them, hopefully turn it around, make it a positive experience. And if it has been a positive experience, making sure that experience continues to be. We've really found freshman year sets the tone for a student's entire high school career, and yet frequently due to brain development, all kinds of other things, getting kids to buy in and feeling connected to school, oftentimes this is the point where kids are lost. So the point of this ninth grade academy is making sure that many ninth graders have connections, have ties, in spite of behavioral growth, social pressures, and adjusting to the rigidity of high school. What we really try and do is we try and do things that we can personalize high school for ninth graders and make it specific to ninth grade needs, we're going to have more success. Also, transition programs for ninth graders. Lots of research out there has shown that transition programs for ninth graders also encourages them with their social behaviors, limits risky behaviors, reduces possible experimentation with drugs, alcohol, and other things that we really don't want our kids to be experimenting with as 14-year-olds. So kind of based on this idea that ninth grade is a time where we can really catch and grab students, we sat down and we started our school and developed a mission for Soldatna Prep. And really, our mission, when it comes down to it, is that we are here to educate and prepare incoming ninth grade students for a successful transition into high school. We'll do this using a positive environment, a supportive environment, using personalized learning strategies, promoting responsibility, and developing skills necessary for future success in high school, which ultimately will lead to success in whatever path they choose down the road, college, career, workforce, anything that they are desiring to do with their lives. We like to talk about STARS a lot. STARS is a very important theme in our school, and STARS ties to our vision. So the vision is our adults. What do we as adults want for our students? And we want them to, number one, succeed in transitioning from middle school to high school. It's a very hard transition for kids to make that change behaviorally with their social peers and doing those sort of things, as well as adjusting to a more rigorous academic environment and preparing them, you know, for adulthood. So to do that, we want them to think critically and analytically in each classroom. We try to do very little regurgitation of things that they can find on the Internet or the Google. There's some basic, you know, lower-level learning skills that have to be done every day, but we really try and focus on what can they do critically, what problems can they solve, what are ways they can do to identify problems on their own and create their solutions to those. We really want all students to earn 6 credits that count towards high school graduation. That puts them ahead of the curve if you have 6 credits to get to the 22 that you need to graduate. We really expect a community in our building of respect all the time, demonstrated by students, staff, and community members. And we strive for excellence in all that we do. We want to develop into positive, productive members of our community. So for students, what does that look like when a student comes to school? And to do that, we've also used our STARS acronym, and these are the things that we really try and get our kids to do. We really try and focus in on making them intrinsic in nature, things that kids will want to do. One, the S is always student safety is our priority. We always want to keep our students safe at school, whether that's due to natural disasters, things they bring from home, anything that would cause a safety issue, we want to address that immediately. And we need to rely on students to help us do that, and our students do a great job with that. We really believe that it's an important part of the learning environment to take ownership of your actions and your education. So we really try and do things to get kids to take ownership for how they behave, what's their grade, how do those things do. We're starting to do some one-on-one conferencing with kids now in our advisory period, where kids and teachers have times, a couple times a quarter, to sit down and they fill out a reflective sheet beforehand on kind of how school is going for them and have those conversations to really work on taking that ownership and that self-reflection piece that we want our kids to have. We always want our kids to be prepared. We feel that always being prepared really helps them for life, also helps them to get their credits that they need to have. Again, the respect demonstrated at all times by students, to adults, to each other. Anytime students are in the building, we expect and ask them to be respectful. And finally, striving to do our best. Again, if we're striving to do our best, we really feel like it's possible for our students to get 6 or more credits. We celebrate students who demonstrate these standards. We've got Star Awards we hand out. They're actual magnets to put on the sticker, or put on... Magnets to put on a sticker, I'm sorry. Magnets to put on the refrigerator when they take them home. We do about 20 of these awards every year, periodically, kind of on a quarterly basis. Teachers send postcards home celebrating students who are doing more than just getting good grades or doing things like that. They're exemplifying our STARS standards. So at Soldatna Prep, we're made of 2 academic teams. Very originally named 1 and 2. That's something we need to work on down the road, is coming up with some better names. But that's kind of how we started, and that's one of those things that have stuck. But sometimes if it ain't broke, don't worry about fixing it. So our teams deal with about 100 students apiece. So our 4 teachers that teach their core classes to kids share the same 100 kids. A little less than that most years, about 95 kids. So teachers spend all kinds of time talking about kids, creating projects that are interdisciplinary when possible. Caring for the Kenai is something that every one of our ninth grade students do in their academic teams. It ties language arts, science together. We've worked on some ways to get math pulled into that more this year, and the social sciences as well. We're able to offer a broad variety of electives through our partnership with Soldotna High School. Students take electives first and second period in the morning. We have about 80 kids a semester that start their day at SoHi, and they take all the general electives that are offered in that building at that time. So everything ranging from shop, art, PE, health, all of those things that are offered in that building, kids have access to if that's a choice they make, as well as electives in our building that are offered as well. We access online distance learning courses in our building during this first and second period time, as well as throughout the day with our new SSL, our student success liaison position. We're having great success with that this year. Our numbers of students passing is really improved with the implementation of that program. We do a daily advisory period at Soldotna Prep where students have time to do homework. If they're struggling in a particular class, they can go see that teacher directly and get that extra help they need. If they've missed a day and they need to make up quizzes or tests, that's an opportunity to do that. That's also when we do things like our assemblies, our award assemblies, our student activity clubs that we've started again this year. So we've got student clubs going on where kids have picked the topic, the club they want to attend, and then they go do that. We do those twice a month on Wednesdays during advisory period. Our intervention program is really in its third year of true intervention at the high school level. We've just got some really good results from that. Those numbers I'll share with you a little bit later when we talk about our academic successes, but our results from that have been outstanding as well. We've had a goal when we opened for every student to create a four-year personalized learning plan, and we began our third year, we had 100%, so we've dropped that as a goal. Now it's just an expectation that all of our students will complete a four-year personalized learning plan where they will identify career clusters, possible things they want to do in their future, things that they might want to go to, and then that ties into what coursework do they need to take throughout their 4 years of high school or what kind of training will they need after high school. And then with personalized learning coming into the system, we've been trying to take everything that we do and tie it to that with our huge focus being on that student reflection and ownership piece this year. But we also, on our recent learning walks with EdElements, had really good feedback from EdElements on where we're at, and they identified a lot of improvement we've made in targeted instruction and data-driven decision-making as well. So my hat's off to the staff for really buying into personalized learning and jumping into that, getting ahead of the curve when it became like we didn't wait for wave three to happen. We started as soon as that was presented, and it's really helped the staff get a much better handle on it, I think, than some of their wave three peers have. So my hat's off to them. They did a great job of diving into that, and they do a great job working with it every day. I think everybody's pretty familiar now. Our extracurricular activities are all shared with Soldotna High School, so the full slate of extracurricular opportunities for our students exist in our partnership with Soldotna High School. So this last slide talks about kind of our academic successes, and this is something that I'm really proud of because when we started, this was kind of, for me, the purpose or why we did it. When we look at data going back to the 5 years of Soldotna area schools before we opened Soldotna Prep, we had 74% of our students leaving ninth grade on track to graduate, a pretty disheartening number. So that meant that 26% of students were earning less than 5.5 credits each year. We opened up our school in 2014 and 15, some of our highest numbers that we've ever hit in our first year. I don't know if that's due to an exceptional group of kids, which they were, or the fact they were very familiar with their surrounding environment because they'd lived there for 2 years already. And then in 2015-16, we kind of got our eyes open to, kind of business as normal is not really what it's going to take to make this a successful thing or a successful program. So we really went to work. We added an interventionist to our program in 2016-17. That position took kind of a year of learning curve, but currently, right now, last school year, we only had 85% of our students leave us on track to graduate, and very small numbers of students were in super credit deficient status of 4 or less credits. So we're on a really good track, and these numbers don't include summer school, which every student who's not on track to graduate when they leave ninth grade and the prep are referred to summer school. Finding that data is a little bit trickier on how many credits are given to ninth graders in that time period, but we do know that we experience success and see even more kids going into 10th grade on track, ready to graduate, ready to learn. I'd be happy to sit down with anybody at any time, and we can do some data-driven discussions with you guys on a one-on-one basis, but tonight is not the time or the window to do that. But come visit me. Sit down in my office. Love to chat it up with you. I'd love to share with you what we do. So that's the conclusion of my presentation tonight. Sold Out in a Prep is a great place to be. It's been a wonderful place to work, and I appreciate the support of Superintendent Dusick and is helping establish that and supporting me throughout the process and the entire school board for the last 5 years in supporting that process as well. It's been a wonderful experience, and I look forward to it continuing for a long time. Thank you.
Do you mind if I ask for questions or comments?
At this time, I'll accept any questions.
And I want to reach out to the board members in Juneau. Do you have any questions or comments?
No, just thank you for presenting all that data. And
okay. Mr. Ilg.
Yes, thank you, Kurt, for your informative presentation. One quick question I have is I know there's an obvious relationship with Soldotna High School. Do you spend any time or guys have any tie-in with Skyview Middle preparing the 8th graders coming to your 9th grade academy?
Yes, we do. We do lots of stuff starting about this time of year every year and learning our new kids, finding out who they are, what their specific needs. Each class of kids is definitely not the same. That's one thing we've learned in 5 years is each group of these ninth graders in their cohort are very different. So we spend time learning about how many, from everything, like what kind of courses to work do we think we're going to need to offer, how many are in advanced math courses, how many are in higher language arts, those kind of things, as well as just learning about their behaviors, any needs students might have. We do lots of transition meetings up with them. Our special education department meets with every special education student. Ms. The Floth, Mr. Truesdale, and I spend quite a bit of time going through each kid individually, one-on-one, tell me what you know about each one of them, so we have a head start when they arrive at our building.
All right. Thank you very much. Excellent presentation.
Thank you.
We are going to take a 3-minute recess to get the podium and everything moved out, and we'll start the meeting again at 6:50. Okay, time to call the meeting back to order. Thank you. We are to item 4 on the agenda, public presentations and comments. This is an opportunity for any member of the public that would like to comment on any item that is not on the agenda. Each person is going to have 3 minutes for an aggregate of 30 minutes. We're going to first hear from the people who signed up on the sign-up sheet, and I will call your name. Step up to the microphone, make sure that it is turned on, and there's the red light so we can hear you. Clearly state your name, and you will have 3 minutes. And the first person to sign up to speak is Noreen Dugan.
Can you hear me? Hello, my name is Noreen O'Brien Dugan. I am a special education aide at Paul Banks Elementary, and this September will be my 15th anniversary with the district. I have served under three principals, three superintendents, and multiple new teachers that I have worked with to set up successful classrooms and to continue the positive culture of our schools. You have inherited decades of experience from your support staff. Today I am speaking on behalf of not just myself, but for the hundreds of support staff who are in similar positions. I love my job. I work passionately with my students and love seeing them learn and grow. We are the boots on the ground that help make this district work. As quoted by many teachers in our school, it would be impossible to meet the needs of my students without support staff. We are key in supporting principals, teachers, and staff in cultivating classrooms that reflect the excellence of our schools. We have dedicated our lives to this job. After my 7-hour shift to Paul Banks, I have to work an additional 5 hours a day just to make ends meet. When there are after-school activities, I willingly volunteer and give up my time to support our school. I am not the only one who does this. Speaking with other support staff in the district, it seems we all do. We are tired and discouraged, but you would never know it because we give 110% to our students. We give our all. We are not asking for much here, only for what is fair and just. I ask you please support us as we have always supported you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So let's move on to the next speaker. Make sure everybody has the time that they're allotted. Thank you very much. Next speaker to sign up is Stephanie Cronin. Please restate your names, and you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
Good evening, school board members. My name is Stephanie Cronin. I am the parent of two KPBSD students, a freshman at Seward High and a seventh grader at Seward Middle School. I'm also a teacher, and this is my 20th year working for this district. I'd like to speak to you tonight on behalf of all the teachers and support professionals, both in person, that are here in person, and those that cannot make it because they work another job or have family commitments. Today, we have worked 100 days, over 32 weeks, without a contract. During this time, we've spent countless hours of our own personal time in the evenings and weekends to provide an excellent education for our students. We spend thousands of our own dollars to enhance our learning in our classrooms. We want to continue to do this. We want to work as a team. But it is hard when you, as our leaders, continue to treat us this way during contract negotiations. Every few years, we go through the same drawn-out battle only to end up in arbitration. We are tired of not knowing what our efforts have been valued at until the end of the year. We would like to share some facts with you. This year, employees in this district are taking home less in real dollars than we did last year due to the rising cost of health care. Rather than meeting with us to negotiate a solution to health care, you created an emergency open enrollment in September where over 400 employees took on more risk and will pay more when they use their health care because they couldn't afford the rising cost of the premiums. That movement by employees created a $1.2 million savings for the district, yet the school board never discussed using that money toward our salaries and benefits. You took it out of the budget to use elsewhere. We believe that that was patently wrong and deceptive at best. You were given information suggesting that teachers in this district earn roughly the same amount as teachers in other comparable districts. I have two graphs here, if you'd like to see them, demonstrating how much teachers earn after working 5 years in the other large districts in the state. The fact is, teachers in this district earn far less over the course of a 20-year career. Instead of working together to find a contract, you hired a lawyer, adding additional expense to the process. Can we not come together and fashion a contract that meets the needs of both the district and teachers with outside litigation? We don't want to wait until May to hear what an arbitrator from the lower 48 thinks is a good contract. Is this the message you want to send to the parents and teachers and students of the Kenai Peninsula? Teachers are leaving the profession in record numbers. Over half the teachers hired in Alaska now come from out of state. Teachers want to stay here to work and raise families, but the lack of a contract and constant uncertainty about the costs of health care are making it hard for many to stay. We look around the district, and we see our fellow educators rallying, and we hear them saying, enough is enough. Teachers are some of the most forgiving and patient individuals I've ever encountered. We are at our limit with our patience with this process. We look around the country, and we see our colleagues standing up, demanding that they be respected. We are feeling the pain and frustration that our fellow educators felt in Arizona, Colorado, North Carolina, and Los Angeles. And this is what it would look like here on the Kenai Peninsula. Thank you.
We'll take a brief at ease. We will call the meeting back to order, and we still are on item 4, public presentations and comments. There's no longer anybody in the sign-up sheet, but does anybody else want to comment tonight? Please come up and state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Rena Carson, and I can't walk out because I have 2 kids still within the system. And just last week was parent-teacher conferences. And I'm a very difficult parent to have a student with, and because I have high standards. I have very exceptional students. And KPBSD teachers have met and have gone above and beyond my expectations. My kids' needs have always been met. And my request is for you to give them what they are worth. I have seen the stipulations of the proposed contract, and that is not what they are worth. They are worth a lot more than they are being offered. And when you talk about your mission of empowering students, you cannot empower students when you cannot empower the people who are tasked to deliver that mission. So please, just work with them for my kids. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Thank you. Please state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Joe Rizzo, and it won't take 3 minutes. I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind that this group right here cares about kids. I know for a fact that Sean Duzik is an advocate for children. That I know for sure. What I question with this group is how you guys can't take advantage of this. Together we can rule the galaxy. This is the group that you should be working with to marshal a bunch of money out of Juneau. In this climate that we're in right now, you are foolish not to take advantage of the army of 1,200 people you have that are all about funding for schools so that you guys can make a budget that works. It's time for this district to, like, come together on this. It's time for them to do that. This district has been at odds between the teachers and support staff and administration and the board for far too long. Who in this group is going to be smart enough to marshal this for the good of all the kids so that we can go back to work and make this happen? Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Anyone else tonight? Please state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Hello, my name is Zachary Stockton. I figured there'd be a lot more people talking than just the few that have. But my name, like I said, I'm Zachary Stockton. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior at Kenai Central High School. I have this whole big speech prepared, and I'll try and get through as much of it as I can. But I just want to tell you guys a little bit about my experience so far through high school. So I was born and raised on the Kenai Peninsula, Kenai specifically. I'm a senior at Kenai Central High School. I've been in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District since I was in kindergarten. I came tonight to speak with you guys about my personal opinion on how important I believe education in our community is. When I was in middle school, I was not good at many, if any, of my classes. I was definitely a troublemaker. I got into fights, and I was just all around just not in good education-wise. With that being said, I've never been very good at academics. I think that kind of goes with that. When I became a freshman at Kenai Central High School, these bad habits all came along with me as far as academics. I then got my first failed grade. I failed my Algebra 1 class. And so with that, I was put into pre-algebra with Mr. Peek, who was in here. He then took the time one-on-one to help me through it, which pre-algebra to you guys, I'm sure, is not very difficult, but to me at the time it was. And then I was put back into that Algebra 1 class with Mr. Songer is his name, and he took the time before school, after school, at lunch, on top of coaching basketball for the girls' team. I know he did that. And with that being said, I'll move on to the next part. My point in saying this is I went from being a troublemaker, not very good kid, to truly having an appreciation for education and the teachers who taught me. Everyone at my school, including principals, school guidance counselors, custodians, lunchroom workers, secretaries, and most importantly, the teachers have taught me many things, from how to be successful in jobs, to be a good student, have good morals, and good etiquette. Through this, I joined many extracurriculars, such as Youth Court, where I help peers who have been charged with crimes. I joined Tattoo, ATCA, where I teach peers about the harmful effects of tobacco, and all a bunch of other things. But my point in saying that is I would never have been able to move on to that stuff as I am today. I've taken college classes. I'm enrolled to go to college next year. And I just wanted to say that these teachers work day in and day out, and I think that them working without a contract obviously shows how committed they really are. And it I guarantee you guys, I have no wrap around what your job all entails. I know it's very difficult, and I'm sure all this isn't very helping. And I know you guys have stressful decisions to make day in and day out, and it may not seem like you guys can ever win. But I just want to say I truly appreciate what you all have done. And I just wanted you guys to know how supporting the Kenai Central High School has been to me and helping me move from just a punk kid in middle school to where I'm really happy with myself now, and I've gotten lots of jobs with the government, and I've worked since I was 14, and I wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for these teachers, and I just wanted to tell you guys that. I think that's my time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Zach. Would anybody else like to comment on items not on the agenda, please? Please state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Lori Kapp, and I'm a parent, PTA volunteer, and former business owner in this community. And, again, I applaud you for a very difficult job that you guys have put yourself forward to. But some comments I want to make on behalf of the teachers is I, too, have two children in this school system. My husband is a product of this school system, and he brought us back to this community because of what it is and what it offers. What I want to say is if any of you in the position that you are having can make a decision to pay your doctor, your dentist, your lawyer a lot less for their job, I'd ask you what kind of performance they would then want to give you. Would you be willing to take more money out of your doctor's pocket if they're about ready to go into surgery on you? That's what you're asking. You're asking professionals that every single day spend a lot more hours than what is recommended to come in for children. How many of you would like to sit every day and teach children? They choose to. And being a former business owner, I understand employees are the number one biggest expense of a business. They're the most valuable. You don't exist without them. But to the school board and to the district, they are a number. They're money. And until we change the mindset of they're not just a number, they are who we are, we're not going to get anywhere. So please look at these people as your wives, your neighbors, those people that are paying taxes, and know that this is their livelihood. So their passion is backed by the passion of every parent wanting a better education for their child. So please, let's not make this about a number, and I know that's very difficult, but this is about people, not just those adults, but every child that's going to come into our school district. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lauren. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to comment? Thank you. Please state your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Nicole Murphy. I really did not expect to do this. I'm a student at Soldotna High School, but I know that there's a lot going on with everything, and I see a lot of your faces every day as I pass through district office, and I just wanted to let you know that as hard as all this is, I appreciate you hearing everything that everybody had to say, students, teachers, parents. Some of it I'm sure was hard and is frustrating, but I know that tonight was a long night for everybody, and I just, from the bottom of my heart, as all this continues on, I just really wanted to thank you, let you know that I appreciate what you went through, the heat that you endured for the awful amount of time, but as this goes on, I just really wanted to thank you for that and hope that that's something, I guess, that you can keep in your heart as decisions are made, is that I respect you and grateful for the time that you put out to be here tonight to listen to all of us. So that was it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience tonight that would like to participate in public comment for items not on the agenda? Okay. Seeing none, we will close agenda item 4 and move on to item 5. Hearing of delegations, we have none. Moving on to item 6 of the agenda, communications and petitions. Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the board, members of the community. Some things I wanted to draw your attention to in the information packet. You heard this earlier a couple times now, but it is School Board Appreciation Month, and you are appreciated. Believe me, you are appreciated. You have to make difficult decisions, and the first and foremost reason why we exist is the kids of this district, and I appreciate you for believing that. I also wanted to point out there are some resignations. This time of year, we will see some as we continue to move forward from our teaching staff and also our support staff. And so we'll see some more of that typically. I just wanted to remind you that we do see about 60 to 70 a year, and that is our attrition rate as we move forward. But I did want to congratulate those people that are retiring. In the state level communications, February 13th, the governor at 10:30 a.m. will be revealing his budget. He was quoted today that university system, K-12 education, and health and social services will be cut. I anticipate a very significant cut. Now, will that hold? I don't know. We'll have a lot of work to do with the legislature. I am hopeful that our staff and our communities and our parents will step up. We've asked that in the past, particularly around election time. Now here we are with what we have in place, and we need to work very, very hard, because that will be, when you hear rumors of 35 to 40% cut to your budget, that would be very difficult to handle. With that, I do want to go over a few key dates for you. February 11th, that is a very key date for Mr. Castamore. Congratulations on your birthday. I had my 50th birthday in October at a board meeting, and so I wanted to welcome you to the club and have your birthday at a board meeting as well. So I know your family misses you, but congratulations. February 19th is the Homer Budget Forum, 6 o'clock at Homer High School. I don't think that we can talk enough about these forums, so hopefully we will have a tremendous amount of participation at that forum, particularly in Homer on the 19th, Soldotna High School in the library at 6 o'clock on February 20th, and then February 21st, the Kenai Budget Forum, and then the Tuesday after that will be in Seward. Also want to let you know, on February 21st, we will be having input on the Timona administration change over there. Mr. Allen has resigned, so we'll be filling that position, and that begins the process on February 21st before the Kenai Budget Forum. March 4th is board meeting. March 5th, we do have our quarterly work session, and we have requested March 5th to have our joint work session with the borough on budget. We should know a lot of information, and along with cuts coming for education, I expect also our communities will see the same type of cuts, $1.6 billion worth of cuts. So we need to roll up our sleeves and be working with that. And that's what I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Dusick. Next item on the agenda is item number 7. This is a chance for representatives selected by the following advisory committee, site councils, and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or the Borough Assembly, to provide input to the school board. Are there any representatives that would like to speak? Not seeing any, we will move along to item number 8, superintendent's report. Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I usually start off these reports when we're talking about students, and I wanted to congratulate Avram Salzman, a Homer High School student who's been selected to the U.S. Senate Youth Program, also is in line for a $10,000 scholarship. That's fantastic. He'll be going and participating in that program in March. That's a tremendous achievement. I wish Avram best of luck, and hopefully he learns a lot. Also, we just completed our Level 2 Upstream Academy, where we have community members come in, work with our students over at the Challenger Center, so we do a lot of partnering there. It's a week-long event that they focused on medical pathways and careers. As a matter of fact, some of the students were working on redesigning a wheelchair to make it more efficient, effective, and comfortable. And so they did a lot of work and on that, and I'm really excited about our upstream academies and how we are able to personalize learning for those students. Also this Friday at Kenai Central High School is the Skills USA competition. That's a great opportunity to see our career and technical education programs in action. Students that win the district competition do have an opportunity to go and compete at the state level. So we're real excited about that. And I do think that they have some openings for the culinary arts judging. So if you're interested in that, let me know. I've done that in the past, but there is some openings there. As you know, we continue to highlight our former students on the web. We've now cycled through our local city managers. And so next week we'll be seeing a lot of other former students that are products of excellent education that is provided here on the Kenai. Also wanted to thank staff members who coordinated the ECET2, that's developing leaders in our teaching ranks. They put together another excellent meeting on February 2nd. I was able to stop by and see them working together in a collaborative situation to help advance leadership skills with our staff. State update, legislative update. We know that the Senate is moving forward. They've had a number of meetings. There's already been quite a few questions generated on the budget process and some of the potential reductions that will be happening through the Senate Finance Committee. Hopefully you're paying attention to that. It does appear the House will be organizing here very soon. We'll see. Rumors of organization, hopefully that will happen tomorrow so that they can get ready to go and review the governor's budget. I have, over the past few weeks, been able to attend our administrator meeting. I did speak with the Homer Rotary on February 24th and also shadow one of the teachers at Homer Middle School. The ECET2 meeting that happened, and then also I spent Saturday and Sunday down in Juneau working with other school board members and superintendents preparing for that legislative fly-in. That's where we do have three members, and our student rep is also down there. Again, the budget forums are coming up, and something to keep in mind is the end of the quarter is March 8th, which is two short weeks away. So 2.5 short weeks. Things are flying by, and then we head off into spring break, and I know that you all have a lot of plans as we work on finding my replacement. So with that, that is my report. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Dusick. Now to item 9, reports. We will start off with the second quarter budget transfer report. Mr. Jones. Turn your mic on. And Lori, will you do me a favor? We turn off the podium mic. Thank you.
Thank you. Board policy allows the superintendent discretion to make budget adjustments under $50,000 as long as we bring them back to you on a quarterly basis and report those. This is the reports for the second quarter. And I think if you look at them, there's some miscellaneous adjustments for each of the buildings based on their budgets. But again, I think you'll see if you look at that a lot of times in special ed, we budget on a district-wide basis for intensive needs supplies. So we have it in the budget. Then when we do the count in the fall, we then know where they're at. So now we're putting that budget out there so those supplies can be bought in those buildings. Much the same with the sub and collaboration pay for the IEP presentation or preparation training that was done. So there's the second quarter of transfers.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Are there any questions about the budget transfer reports? Any questions from our board members in Juneau?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Hearing none. Next item under reports is board reports. This is where members officially represent the board. And who would like to go for? Actually, I want to put it out to the Juneau board members. You can just let us know who's speaking and tell us how you represented the board. Mrs. No? Okay. Okay. We will work on the board members present here in Savannah first. Mr. Ilg.
Thank you. I'd like to report on January 29th, Tuesday. I spent some time visiting West Homer Elementary with the principal and walking around the school talking about issues and things that are going on at that school. very exciting. They're trying to make a move to no longer use styrofoam trays, so we'll see if that works out. I also spent some time on Wednesday, February 6th, to... No, that's not true because that date didn't happen yet. I think it's probably January 16th. But anyways, nonetheless, I spent some time at West Homer Middle School with the principal there and talking about things going on at that building. And I also attended the Homer Middle School wrestling tournament and watched a lot of games at the Homer High School Winter Carnival basketball event. And that's my report.
Mr. Toriana.
So on, I don't remember the exact date, but February 4th to the 7th. You're always so good about the dates. Make me look bad. Anyways, I visited Nikiski High School and met with the principals there, had discussions just about things coming up in the future, and then also did a visit, ad hoc visit to Nanilchik Middle High School, or Nanilchik School, on the 7th, that date I know. And I was able to visit with the principal and go around to the teachers. We had a game cancellation. I was reffing, so had some extra time.
Thank you. Mr. Kestelmore.
I visited Kaleidoscope for their Sankopa or whatever. I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but they had an excellent artist-in-residence program out of Anchorage. That was all about African dance. It was quite an interesting presentation. All should have participated more, and maybe it'll come back.
Mr. Morse?
Yes, I want to say that Penny and I both visited Kaleidoscope 2 for the Santufu. It was there, the group, and that was pretty exciting. We didn't make it on the last day, but very powerful group, and hopefully they can do a school-wide, like Mrs. Grimm was talking about, for other schools with the utilizing County Central Auditorium.
Mr. Madden?
Well, I wasn't able to visit a campus. I have talked to quite a few people in society and tried to deal with some things and got some good answers tonight for things that will help with that.
Thank you very much. Ms. Kessler, do we have our members? Okay. Board members in Juneau, would you like to give your board report?
Yes, thank you. This is Penny. On January 15th, I attended the information meeting on January 16th. Mr. Morse just said he and I went to Kaleidoscope School, and we had a tour of the school and attended classes, and you probably saw us up on the screen. We danced with Santa Cofa, and it was absolutely wonderful. On the 17th, I went to the Sohi Jazz Concert, and kudos to Mr. Kent Peterson and his jazz group. On the 18th, I went back to Kaleidoscope School and attended their concert where all the students in the school performed. On the 21st, I met with the ASA, which is the Alaska Superintendents Association and the Alaska School Board Association, to draft some joint messages between the two groups on common legislation and priorities that when we came down to Juneau. On the 22nd of January, I went to attended a student advisory board meeting, an online Skype meeting with Mr. Will Chervenek over at the middle school. On the 22nd, I also attended the assembly budget meeting. On the 28th, I attended a committee. Well, I can get to my committee meeting later. I'm sorry. And on the 7th, I went and did the revision with the ASA and the AASB Common Legislation Priority meetings. And I will pass the phone over to Ms. Hull. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fadla. Ms. Carey or Ms. Hull?
This is Ms. Carey.
Go ahead.
On the 15th, I attended the Information Committee meeting. On the 22nd of January, I attended the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. I also attended the Information Committee on the 28th. I attended Nanosic School's site council meeting on the 31st. I attended the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting on the 5th, where I spoke to for funding for education for our borough. And currently we are in Juneau and have been here since the 8th.
Thank you, Mrs. Carey.
Mrs. Lynn.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Go ahead, son. I attend some. A couple of these are from December because I was out of town for the January meeting. I was at the Assembly School Board joint meeting on January 22nd. I was at the December 4th work session with Timmy Tullis from AASB, and now I'm in attendance at the AASB legislative fly-in in Juneau.
Thank you very much. I think that covers everybody but me. My update is that on January 15th, I attended remotely the Info Committee meeting. On January 22nd, again, remotely attended the Joint Budget Work Session. On January 28th, I attended the Info Committee meeting and also the Superintendent Search Oversight Committee. And on January 31st, I attended a PAC meeting for Susan B. English School in Soldovia, again via remote. So that will wrap up board reports. Nope, Mr. Turianen.
I said the wrong dates, and I actually have them now. So I'm just going to correct that for the record. So she has
to be accurate.
I was at the information committee meetings as well, obviously, seeing as I'm the chair of that, and the superintendent search committee. But the 29th was when I went to Nikiski High, and January 31st was the day in Milchick.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Now, moving on to committee reports, policy, Mr. Castlemore.
The Board Policy Committee met today. We discussed two exhibits which are in the board packet under the informational item today. Once again, exhibits don't require approval by the board. They simply are presented to the board, and so you'll find them in there today. They're two minor changes having to do with some basically just some wording to make it better for field trip forms. We also had a discussion of an art donation policy. We discussed BP 5132.62 tobacco. We had a decent discussion on that. And we talked about BP 1240, organizations supporting student activities.
Thank you very much, Mr. Castmore. Info Committee, Mr. Turianen.
Info Committee met on the 15th and 28th, and we discussed budget process and how to communicate our needs, both with the Assembly and with the Legislature, communication with community and staff, and making sure we're getting our message out of things that we're wanting to get across properly and ways to improve that process. And during the meeting, we actually got the memo about the possible $20 million reduction, which obviously became a large talking point for the 28th meeting. So those are things we'll continue to discuss as we move through this budget process, and that's what we discuss in those two meetings.
Thank you very much. Ms. Vadla, are you prepared to give a committee report on the Superintendent Search Oversight Committee meeting?
Yes, I can. It'll be a short one, but I have some of my information with me.
Thank you.
We met on the 28th. Yes, you're welcome. The superintendent for the Superintendent Search Oversight Committee, and all members were present. We worked with AASB with Lon Garrison, and Timmy stepped in for a moment. We set our timeline. We discussed the documents to include, and we requested assistance getting those documents so we could review past ones, and along with the Association of Alaska School Board input from their documents. And Peggy Erkineff was also available in the meeting. John O'Brien was in the meeting. I don't have my list, and I'm sorry if I missed anybody. I know there were others.
other than the committee members. And we talked about the revisions that we'd make to the existing documents as well as what would happen in the future. And that's the only stuff I have with me, so thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Vadla. I will report on the Finance Committee meeting. Finance met today. In attendance were Dr. Madden, Mr. Turianen. We discussed charter school in-kind and rent costs, and also an overview of the fiscal year 19 and fiscal year 20 budgets. And I believe that is all the committee reports. We'll move on to the board work session report. Today we had work sessions on the following: board policy, fiscal year 19 and fiscal year 20 budget updates, capital improvement plan, school capacity, and the superintendent selection update. In attendance were board members Castamore, Ilg, Dr. Madden, Morse, Turianen, and Kelly. Mrs. Vadla attended the superintendent selection update session remotely via Juno. Next item, you have before you the consent agenda, and we will go ahead and read the items on the consent agenda. We have item B, 2018-19 new teacher contracts. Item C is 2018-19 tentative tenure teacher contracts. Item D is 2019-20 tentative administrator contracts. Item E, 2019-20 tentative non-tenure teacher contracts. Item F, 2019-20 tentative non-tenure teacher contracts and tenure. Item G, 2019-20 tentative tenure teacher contracts. Item H, 2018-19 long-term substitute teacher contracts. Item I, budget transfers over $50,000. And item J, 2019-2020 district organizational charts. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to comment on these agenda items? Seeing none, can I have a motion and a second, please? Mr. Castamore.
Move for approval of items 10A through 10B through J on the consent agenda.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion, please.
I would like to remove 10G.
Okay. That item is pulled from the consent agenda. Any additional discussion? Okay. Is there
any? Can we ask for clarification? We didn't know if it was G or D.
The item pulled was 10G.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Are there any objections to the consent agenda as amended? Any objections from our remote participating members?
No.
Okay. Seeing none, that is, motion is approved. And then now we have to deal with 10G. For that, I must pass the gavel to next in charge, which is not you. Keep going down. Mr. Castlemore.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. It's already been moved, right? Seconded to move forward? Okay. So now we just need comments from members of the board, if anyone has comments on items 10G.
Okay.
Mr. Kelly.
I need to declare a possible conflict of interest. My spouse is on the list of contracts under item 10G that would be approved tonight. And I just need to declare my conflict.
Okay. So I will rule that this is a conflict of interest for you, as it represents a substantial financial gain, and Mr. Kelly will be abstaining from voting. Are there any other comments from the members of the board? Are there any comments from our
No.
Okay. Is there any objection to approval of item 10G? Is there any objection from Juno?
No.
Okay, seeing no objection, 10G is approved.
Thank you very much, Mr. Casmore. Okay. Ms. Loring, can I ask for an advisory vote on the consent agenda, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I ask for an advisory vote on the item 10G that was pulled from the consent agenda?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to move on to item 11. Right? Is that where we are? Okay. 11A. This is action item, mathematics curriculum revision. Is there anybody in the audience would like to comment on this item? Seeing none, can I have a motion and a second? Mr. Casmore.
Move for approval of item 11A, mathematics curriculum revision.
Thank you. Mr. Morse.
Second that.
Thank you. Any comments from the board? Any objections?
Ben, this is Lynn. Wait.
Okay. Lynn, comments, please.
I just wanted to comment. Go ahead. Okay. Ben, I just wanted to comment that it was really good to see the integrated math for trade incorporated in the curriculum. That came up the CTE committee, whatever it's called. So it's good to see it come through.
Thank you very much.
Lynn, this is Ms. Carey.
Go ahead.
I'd like to comment and just say that this was a wonderful group of people to work with. We could tell that they were all very diligent and very hardworking, and I hope this passes tonight.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Are there any objections to approval? Hearing
no.
None. Can I get an advisory vote from Mrs. Loring?
Yes.
Okay. Hearing no other objections. Yes.
Wait. I don't object. I don't.
No, I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other objections, the motion is approved. Move to item 11B, AR 5144, discipline. Are there anybody in the public that would like to comment? Seeing none, can I have a motion and a second, please?
Move for approval of item B, AR 5144, discipline.
Thank you, Ms. Casmore. Mr. O.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. O. Comment? Dan?
Just a reminder that this came through the policy committee already. It's relatively minor. It changes some language related to threat assessments and makes it more clear that the district shall, at its discretion, conduct a threat assessment whenever it feels is necessary. That's primarily what this is about.
Additional comments from the board? Any comments from Juno?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Advisory vote, Mrs. Loring?
Yes.
Are there any objections for approval?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, the motion is approved. Move to item C, AR 5144.1, suspension and expulsion. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on this agenda item? Seeing none, Can I have a motion and a second, please? Mr. Castmore.
I move for approval of item 11C, AR5144.1, suspension and expulsion.
Thank you. Mr. Toriano.
Second.
Thank you. Additional board comment, Mr. Castlemore.
So, similar to the previous piece of legislation, once again, this has a section dealing with the threat assessment and how we can require a threat assessment. In addition, at the very end, you'll notice that there's a change. In the past, we've been required to transmit decisions regarding discipline by certified or registered mail. We will be modifying that to allow for distribution by electronic communication.
Excellent. Any additional board comment? Any comment?
No.
Thank you. May I have an advisory vote? Mrs. Loring. Ms. Loring.
Yes.
Thank you. Any objections to approval? And Juno, any objections?
No.
Thank you. Seeing none, the motion is approved. Moving on to item D, AR5144.11, due process. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to comment on this item? Seeing none, can I have a motion and a second, please? Mr. Castlemore.
I move for approval of item 11D, AR5144.11, due process.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Toriano. Board comment, please. Mr. Castlemore.
So, much like the other two pieces of policy that we've just addressed, this one, once again, mostly is minor in the way of changes. However, we are extending the time frame between when a hearing is held and when we are required to provide the decision of that to the parent or the school official from 3 days to 5 days. Once again, we're clarifying that we do not have to deliver these via certified mail. We can deliver them electronically. And there's also some language in here that clarifies when dealing with disciplinary hearings that the purpose of a Level 2 hearing is to review the Level 1 decision and to determine whether sufficient evidence existed to support the hearing officer's decision. This is to clarify that a Level 2 hearing is not simply a repeat of the Level 1 hearing with different people. If there's any questions, I would be happy to try and answer them.
Excellent. Any additional questions or comments from the board? No. Any questions or comments from
Juno? No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Advisory vote?
No.
Advisory vote, Ms. Loring?
Yes.
Thank you. Any objections to approval? Any objections from Juno?
No.
Okay. Hearing or seeing none, motion is approved. On to action item E, Superintendent Oversight Committee recommendations. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to comment on this agenda item? Seeing none, can I have a motion, please, in a second? Mr. Ild.
I make a motion to approve action item 11E, Superintendent Oversight Committee recommendation.
Thank you. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Dr. Madden, thank you for the second. Board comments. Let's start with Penny, if we can. Penny, do you have a comment on this?
I just hope that we go through with this, and I think that this is the timeliness of this is really important. I think we have a good system in place, and I appreciate all the work that everybody has done on it and the work that we'll do on it in the future. So I will be supporting this.
Okay.
And I have one more person wants to comment.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Lynn. I just had a maybe it's grammatical or formatting, but the very first paragraph under introduction is exactly the same as the very last paragraph in the brochure. Oh, I wasn't at the work session, so I don't know what you guys talked about. But I thought if we removed the last one, we could have a, just a two-page document. But I guess the committee wanted that on purpose, so that's okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Would you like me to clarify?
Mr. O'Brien's, I believe, going to clarify that for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's actually not a printed brochure. This is going to be on the AASB digital website, and this is the format that AASB follows for all of their postings. We thought the same thing, that it was a bit redundant, but in working with AASB, that's simply how they structure it, and it doesn't look as redundant on the webpage as it does printed out like this.
I do notice you said redundant twice. Okay. Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Mr. Ill.
Yes, I just wanted to comment, and I said this earlier, speaking of redundancy, I wanted to acknowledge and thank AASB for their work on this process, especially for board members like myself who've never gone through something like this. Big shoes to fill, but I am confident we will hire a great superintendent.
Mr. Castlemore.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I know that during the previous special meeting we had, I made kind of a big deal about the fact that I felt this was going too quickly, and so I'm sure it's kind of ridiculous now that I don't really have any feedback or comments other than to approve what we have here. However, I do believe that the process of allowing us the opportunity is extremely important. So I think that now every board member has had an opportunity to have their say on these items. And so there will be no questioning of it as we go forward.
Thank you. Any other comments? Mr. Toriano.
Yeah, I'm going to recommend this or approve this tonight, and I do agree it was good. We took a little step. We had to adjust the timeline, and the timeline might get adjusted again depending on what happens. And so ultimately it is us as a whole board to make these decisions, even though the committee might do some of the work, and ASB is doing some of the work for us to pull us out. But it's our job as a whole to go through these, get the vetting done, and select the best candidates we can find and do the interviewing, allow for input. So the whole board will have that, and I'm looking forward to the process. You know, miss Sean. We have good times together.
Thank you, Mr. Toriano. Any additional comments from Juno? Please go ahead.
This is Lynn. I appreciate all the work the committee did and AASB did, and I'm pleased to be able to support what was brought forth to the entire board, and thank the board for the courtesy of letting the rest of the board members have that opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Debbie Carey, and I will ditto what Lynn just said. I hope this passes tonight.
Excellent. Thank you. My own comment is that this has gone smoother than I thought it would, and I think it was very thoroughly put together. Penny did a really great job with this, and a lot of work went into it from her. So I'm excited about this passing tonight and believe it starts us on the process that we need to be on. I'm hopeful that great candidates will present themselves and we'll have a good choice selection to get a new superintendent. Any additional comments? Seeing none. Any objections? I don't get it. Seeing no objections. Advisory vote, Mrs. Loring?
Yes, and there's no objections from Juno either.
Thank you. Seeing no objections here, motion is approved. Next item is item F. The additional regular board meeting for March 21st, 2019. Anybody in the public that would like to comment on this agenda item? Seeing none, can I have a motion and a second, please? Mr. Turianen.
Move to approve additional regular board meeting March 21st.
Thank you, Ms. Turianen.
Second that.
Thank you, Mr. Morris, for the second. Board comment. Anybody wish to comment? Anybody in Juneau wish to comment on this item?
No, thank you.
Okay. Can I have an advisory vote for Ms. Loring?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any objections to approval? Any in Juneau?
No.
Thank you. Seeing none, the motion is approved. And next item is item 12, first reading of policy revisions. Tonight we have board policy and AR 5112.6, education for homeless children and youth, and it's presented for a first reading. These policies will be on the March 4th agenda for a second reading in action. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to comment on the first reading of these policy revisions? Seeing none. Is there any board comment? Mr. Castlemore.
So just to simplify, the changes we're seeing here are simply adding basically the words "and those in foster care or foster placement" throughout our education for homeless children and youths policy, both in the BP and the AR. Besides that, it's relatively non-controversial.
Thank you much. Any other board comment? Mr. Toriano.
I wasn't going to comment, but I'm going to comment just because there's been a lot of discussions I've had, especially with the budget processes coming up, where I hear a lot of ideas about privatizing and doing certain things with all the schools a certain way. And this, the fact that we have this policy here and that we are, it's important for us to deal with children that are homeless and kids that are disadvantaged and the trauma that we deal with in our schools, it doesn't fit. People's ideas don't fit everything, and that's why I'm so proud to be part of public education, is because we serve all kids no matter where they're at, and it's hard, and our teachers are on the front lines, and it's not about, you know, how good they score on a test. It's about relationships and being there for every kid all the time.
Thank you, Mr. Carriano. Any additional comments from participants in Juneau?
Yes, I have one quick one. This is Penny. I applaud these changes, and I see that they're really far-reaching, and the impact that they have, I believe, will be really positive. So thank you. And I'm going to pass it over to Ms. Hull.
Thank you. Mrs. Hull?
And this is just another little technical thing. Is there any chance we can add the foster care children into the title so that it's obvious that that's what the AR and BP, that it also includes them? Anyway, it's just a thought for policy to think about.
Mr. Castlemore, did you want to respond?
Oh, I was just going to say it's in the very first sentence, but you're right, it is not changing the title. I don't see any reason we can't simply adjust that, though, in the future. So,
Ms. Kressler, are we able to?
This is first read, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Lynn, we will get back to you on that, if that's okay. So,
I would argue that this is simply a grammatical change. I don't think it needs approval to... I think we can simply make that change between now and the next meeting and have it for approval. Or we can make an amendment, but it's not substantive in change, so I don't think there'd be any issue with us just making the change. Okay. Yeah, either way, we can make it happen. Okay.
All right. That completes the first reading of BP and AR 5112.6. Next item on the agenda. We have come to public presentations and comments. This is an opportunity for any member of the public that would like to comment on any item, including those on the agenda. Each person will have 3 minutes for an aggregate of 30 minutes. We did not have any additional people sign up on the sign-up list. So if you are interested in speaking, Please stand to be recognized. Step up to the microphone. State your name. And if you would, turn the microphone on for me. And you will have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Tim Dillon. I'm the Executive Director for the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. I wanted to just say thank you more than anything else. With what we do with trying to assist on the entire Kenai Peninsula with making sure that people have jobs and they have jobs that they're able to pay their bills and make sure the quality of living is up to a standard. We work closely with a lot of different people. I've got what I think is a very good relationship with the administration, Sean and Dave and the rest of everybody, and they do an awesome job. I also have to tell you, one of my sons is a teacher over at Mountain View. He's actually the music teacher, and my daughter-in-law is the music teacher at Nikiski. I'm also very close with the folks upstairs with the administration here. I'm not part of a government agency. As I've tried to explain to this new administration down in Juneau, I don't work for the feds. I don't work for the state. I don't work for the borough. I work for the people. I've got an independent board that we work with. What's going to happen on Wednesday morning when this budget gets dropped is not going to be pretty. And each and every one of you have a very, very difficult job, but I can tell you right now, a lot of the folks that were in here probably don't understand that probably the guy with the most difficult job is sitting right over here, because you all can recommend whatever you want, but unless the assembly president and the assembly agrees to it and they're able to come through, we all have to make compromises. We all have to be dealing with this thing, and it's not going to be easy. If there's anything that I can do, or the folks over on at the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District can do, you know, I work in every one of your communities. Please let us know. You're not there by yourself, and whatever we can do to try and explain to some of the folks that don't understand the bigger picture. Thank you for the job that you're doing. John, you and your staff are awesome. Thank you for the hard work that you guys put in, and have a nice evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ogle, welcome.
Thank you. My name's Wayne Ogle. I'm from Nikiski, and at the last assembly meeting, I have to admit we didn't have a lot on the agenda, so we had, I think, some time for, we got into a discussion about educational issues, and it was a very interesting one, and some of the assembly members engaged with one of our school teachers from Nikiski, who got up and expressed his point of view on how things are going. I'd like to quote what he said. Unfortunately, this year I've seen a drop in morale, a precipitous drop. Never before have I seen a drop in staff morale where I've seen so many teachers talk about quitting, talk about leaving the profession and going somewhere else. He was further asked what has been a big demotivator among borough teachers, and he said it's a multi-pronged issue, including an unfriendly culture surrounding the profession, better paying jobs outside of Alaska, and a tough road toward retirement. And went further and said that probably the biggest thing that drives young educators like me or younger to consider doing something else is that teaching in Alaska, as well as some other things, provides a pretty tough road for retirement. That's a significant struggle for a lot of folks when they start making plans for what will you do with the rest of my life. How do I provide for a future for my kids? The school district recognizes the problem, and they would be wise to mitigate that problem. I think that is a very interesting comments, particularly over the view about the morale and people, teachers, thinking about going elsewhere. I can recall my early days when I was really conscious of political issues, that teachers were always under some type of strain, pay and so on and so forth. So it's, I don't mean to trivialize it, but it's nothing new that they have faced. I do think it's very concerning about the morale, and that's something that, as far as the school board and the administration really needs to look at. What does that mean and how significant that is? You see teachers coming in here tonight, I saw nothing but upbeat kind of from the teachers and the schools and what they're doing and all that. Anyway, that's just something to look at. We have some very difficult decisions coming up. Mr. Dusick mentioned what the governor may come out with next week or whenever it does finally roll out, and it is pretty ominous. We also have a same type of thing going on with the borough, and I don't mean to get ahead of the mayor's budget any stretch of the imagination, but it very well will be one where there isn't any additional revenue. We don't have any more sales tax coming in or anything else. So, and of course, the fund balance for the borough is has limits, and that will all have to be considered as far as what we do as far as supporting the school district. So we both bodies have, I think, a very tough road to hoe coming down. I do appreciate the school district reaching out to the public, having these public budget forums, I think, are great. Get the people involved and everything else. But I do think they need to get some type of dose of reality. What are the financials that are constraining what we can do and what we can't do? And, of course, that will come a lot, become a lot clearer when the governor rolls out what we all have to face and deal with. So, anyway, I appreciate getting together with the Assembly. I think that's a very important thing to do. I think we're going to have the next time is in March, and I think our first meeting in March, and I think that'll be a great opportunity to really get down and talk about what are the hard, cold facts that we're facing. But I appreciate all of your efforts and everything else. It is a tough deal, especially when you see bright, shiny faces that are the recipient of our educational process and realize that we can't quite measure up at all times to their expectations. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ogle. I appreciate the time you take to understand education and the system that we work in and bring that to the Assembly. So thank you. Any additional comments from the public tonight for any item? Seeing none, that will end the item 13, public presentations and comments. Now, the board comments. I think we will start with board members in Juneau. Mrs. Hull, are you able to present a board comment?
Yes. Just a second. Mr. May isn't here, but I wanted to congratulate him on his retirement. I've enjoyed the reports he's produced and the thoroughness that he's his approach to our facilities and the thoroughness of his reports, and he'll be missed. I wanted to acknowledge Bethany Wagner, the art teacher at Seward High, who's resigned. She'll be missed. I attended part of the Seward Music Collective January performance. It's amazing what those kids can do without a music teacher, with just a parent advisor who can't read music. And I appreciate the district support for that, the stipend that helps support that. I attended the Seward Elementary School and Missoula Children's Theater performance of the Pied Piper, and that was fabulous.
I want to thank Mr. Dillon from the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District for his offer to help schools during these difficult times, and I hope we take him up on that, especially as he goes to our outlying areas, to speak to our chambers and our local business people. And I want to thank Assemblyman Ogle for the time he puts in for schools and coming to our meetings and, as Ben said, being the liaison to the district. It was very disappointing to be in Juneau today because those wonderful kids doing the singing and not being there to get my own portrait, I was jealous. We were watching it on live stream, and they did a wonderful job. The reports were good. The Sadatna prep was a great report to hear, and that's it. Thank you for your patience with this. It's rather difficult to do this.
Thank
from
you.
A distance.
Thank you, Ms. Hall. Mrs. Carey.
This is Debbie. I want to thank everybody that came out tonight, and I especially want to thank the teachers and the support staff that came out. It was great to see the numbers. With the budget rolling out in the next few days and what we're hearing up here on the Hill, it's going to be very important that they voice their opinions and that we all start working together to accomplish the things that we need to do for this district. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Loring. Ms. Loring.
Okay. It has been great to be able to be up here in Juneau again. I always love being able to visit with legislators, and I got the amazing chance actually today to be a guest page, and I got to bond with Michiki a little bit over a great story that he actually told in front of every legislator. It was kind of embarrassing, but that was an amazing experience, and I love being able to be up here and advocate for education. I do want to mention really quick, just as a student, I want to comment on everything I heard today about the contract and the teachers coming out, and I do want to thank all the teachers that came out and everyone that is showing their opinions and advocating for what they believe is right, and I love seeing that they're taking a stand, and I definitely very much appreciate it. I do want to voice my sadness, though, about how this is kind of in line with what Assemblyman Ogle was saying. It's so disheartening to me to watch what's going on here and watch it affect kids at the school level, because I agree with Mr. Ogle when he said that the morale is going down in schools and among teachers. I see teachers every day come into school and they don't feel happy, and it's not that they're not. They try to keep up their morale, but it's hard in this difficult time, and I just want to let everyone know that this is affecting schools. It's affecting students. I've felt the morale go down this year, and it's been tough on the students. It's been tough watching everyone come into school and feel dreary and worn out and just kind of downtrodden. And I want to advise the teachers, the administrators, everyone, that this is affecting schools, and I'm just kind of sad that this is affecting the students now. And I want to thank the board for everything they're doing. I'm so enjoying being down here in Juneau, and I look forward to coming back and hopefully seeing my portrait.
Thank you, Ms. Loring. Ms. Fadla.
Yes, thank you. I would like to make a shout-out to Therese Cashi. She's resigned, and she's been a school psychologist for quite a few years. I'd like to thank her for her service. I'd also like to thank Dawn Grimm at Kaleidoscope and Kurt Schmidt at Spell Prep for two fantastic presentations this evening. I really love the presentations. You all know that. I'd like to thank the Kenai Peninsula Borough school teachers, the support staff, the principals, everybody who came out tonight. We do hear your voice. That's why we're down here. It is a difficult time for everybody. We do see what's happening in the schools and the positive impact everybody makes on our schools.
and what's happening, and we hear all the time what a fantastic school system we have down here. So I thank you for attending. To Mr. Dillon, thank you for your ever-ending support of education in the community. Your voice is well received, and your actions are well received as well. And Mr. Ogle, the same to you. You're there for students. You're there for the community. You always have been. So thank you for your voice, and thank you for your actions. I think what we need to do is turn out for budget forums, contact legislators, voice your concerns, tell them what we do well and how we've been able to do well and how we're changing the face of education on the Kenai Peninsula. I see so many positive things happening in the schools with our children. How has that positive impact made a difference on your child or some student that you had the opportunity to teach? So that's my message. And I do thank everybody on the committee for the search for the superintendent and the rest of the board members. I think we'll have a good process because we have good people helping us, and we have a great board who's concerned to continue with a quality superintendent like the one we have had in Mr. Sean Dusick. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Vada. Mr. Morse.
Yeah, I want to thank the presenters tonight. It was pretty neat to see the kids singing and dancing and from the different schools. I hope the teachers know that we're doing all we can to come up with a plan for them. You know, tight times require, you know, tight measures. So, but I think all of us here feel that, you know, we're doing what we can, and we appreciate their service.
Thank you, Mr. Morse. Mr. Turiano.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming and being part of the meeting tonight, the parents and community members that also spoke. Mr. Ogle, appreciate your comments and everything you do for my hometown and being such a big part of that community. You're correct, but I was there first. We did get a little, some information about some factual comparisons today. I would like people to really do the numbers on those kind of things and also factor in things like hard caps for insurance and what those additional costs would be and how that would play out in a $600 difference in pay over 5 years or 5 years every year if you actually had a hard cap and your insurance was twice that much over every year. You actually lose money. And so please come to the budget forums, listen, understand we're dealing with a deficit as well. And this group, if anybody's going to watch on video or pass on information, they need to make sure to call their legislators in force. They need to make sure to visit the assembly chambers in the same way they did tonight and show their passion in the places where the money comes from, because then we can do things without spending the rest of our fund balance, because we're doing that every year to try to keep our PTR low. And the people that are also in this comparison are the people in the first 5 years of employment, and these are the people that would end up probably not having a job because we would have to make cuts with PTR increases to support large raises. So just want to get those out. Those are things that can be discussed more in budget forum. Care deeply about our teachers. I care deeply about our kids. That's why we spend time here. That's why I'm here. And I have kids in schools and a lot of friends that I worked with for over 10 years that were in this room and family members, and know that we're committed to trying to do what's best for our kids and our teachers.
Thank you, Mr. Turion. Dr. Madden.
I'd like to thank Mr. Ogle for his not only his comments tonight, but the work that you're doing. I know with these budget shortfalls that we're all falling under. Mr. Pierce was here earlier. He's having to deal with things on a different plane than we are, but here we are doing what we can do. I'd also like to say that I think that Mr. Dusick and the administration are doing a great job with what we have to work with. And I'd like to thank the teachers, even those that have already left and gone home, the teachers and the staff for putting the kids first. As long as we stay with the facts, as long as we put the kids first, I know that we can make this work. and this is something that we're definitely trying to do as well. And I know it's easy for people to see this from a different perspective and think that that must not be what's going on, but I assure you, seeing what goes on behind the scenes here, it definitely is as well.
Thank you, Dr. Men. Mr. Ilg.
Yeah, I have a couple comments. I'd like to start with giving a shout-out to the Homer High School hockey team. Took second in state in the state hockey championship and lost a heartbreaker in overtime, but what an amazing run that was. So I'd like to acknowledge them. I'd like to acknowledge a couple people retiring, Linda Esweiler from Vosna Senka. She's been there for a long time, and I know she's been a mainstay with a lot of those students in that community. And I especially want to thank a retiring teacher, Miss Wendy Todd. Wendy taught two of my nephews, one of my nieces, and my daughter for 2 years, and that was my first introduction of volunteering in the classroom, and that was with her, and she was such an asset to our school, and I know she's coached and did different things, and so I want to say thanks to her. And I also want to say that facts matter. You know, anyone that wants to get the facts about the numbers, please come to one of the board members. Come to the administration. We are not playing games. We care about teachers. We care about support staff, and we especially care about our students. We're not playing numbers games. We only have a finite source of money, and we want to do our best to make sure we can continue to be the best school district in the state, and I know we can. The big shoe's going to fall on Wednesday, and once we figure what that is, we're going to still continue to be the best school district. I believe that. So thank you for everyone's comments, and I too want to echo Mr. Wayne Ogle's support, advocacy, and involvement for the education. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ogle. Mr. Castlemore.
it was good to see my children here today. I got to have my own little party, which was nice. Good to see Kaleidoscope, as usual, and Soldotna Prep. I think they're doing a great job. I was fresh on the board when that combination happened, and I know it was very controversial and difficult, and it's good to be able to look in now several years in the future and see that it has worked out and is a positive environment for our students. Not that I ever thought that it wouldn't be, but it's great to see how well it's worked out. We're hearing a lot of rhetoric about contracts, how teachers have gone 100 days without a contract and this, that, and the other. It occurs to me that tonight, in our action item, we passed approximately 500 teaching contracts, which means the district is now obligated to hire and pay 500 teachers for the next school year. It's also come to my attention that we are not obligated to do that in February. In fact, we're not obligated to do that until sometime in May. So I think it's important to remember that we do care about our teachers, and we are doing things like giving them a contract right now so that they don't have to spend the next 3 months wondering, am I going to have a job? Am I going to still have this year? So, you know, we're issuing contracts to teachers right now. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Kessler. So, my comment tonight is I want to start off a couple of the names on the resignation list. Joshua Hines. He's a regional principal, Sodovia and Port Graham. Very, very highly regarded individual. We had a lot of letters pleading for him to stay. He's done an exceptional job and given truly over 100% to that community and those schools. And it's sad to see him go, but he has made that decision. I need to also thank Wendy Todd, who was a driving force at Paul Banks Elementary and definitely a mentor to a lot of teachers, parents. You become part of her class, and it's like parent boot camp. She's kindergarten, first grade. She lets you know what's possible when you engage parents in their child's education. So We're going to miss her. I wish her luck. I'm sure she'll head back to the East Coast and enjoy her cabin there with her husband and daughter. Over the course of the last couple of weeks, I've been able to have some great conversations with teachers and staff members from the district, community members that are approaching me and asking me questions and saying that they hear this or they hear that. I've been trying. I made a promise back in the September board meeting in Homer to provide as much transparency, because that's what I heard at that meeting, is we don't have the info. There is no transparency. Everything seems a secret. And so I pushed, and I think administration can tell you that I want stuff on the website. I want facts put up. I want to be able to send people to the right place to get the facts. And one thing that I think I failed is I just assumed people knew where to find them. And the people that I've talked to in the last week or so didn't know where to find the facts. And so I'm now promising to do a better job in directing people to the location of factual information so that they can see what it is that we're dealing with and why decisions are being made the way they are. So that's just a commitment that I want to put out there. And I really appreciated the energy tonight, the amount of people in this room, I believe, with the person who commented that says we need to tap into that. And we're trying to tap into that. It will take both forces to approach people who actually can provide us with the revenue that we need to fulfill our vision of providing the best education to the children on the peninsula. So I do ask everybody to join us as we work with Juno, as we work with our assembly members, work with our Kenai Peninsula government to support us. So thanks for coming out tonight. We have no need for an executive session, I believe, tonight. We already had one today. So with that, our business is completed, and we are adjourned.